Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 257 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I cover a lot of ground. We talk about Alex's senior night, this past weekend in college football, some side eyes, some ICUs, and we have our gift guide for this holiday season a little bit earlier than normal. This week we're talking about gifts for men and women. So there's a ton there, plus five favorites. We would love for y'all to stop by our Amazon shop at amazon.com/shop/bigboo to see some of the things that we love and love to use. And as always, we are so glad you're here and we hope you enjoy episode 257. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we have both been to Trader Joe's today.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. What did you get? Why did you go? What was your reason?
So I went to Trader Joe's to get another couple of packages of their organic chicken wings because I've made chicken wings in the air fryer and they were a huge hit. And okay. So I went back to get theirs. They're a good size. I won't get into the specifics because of your issues with chicken, but they're small. They're not like big hunking pieces of like, they're not overwhelming. But the cooler had gone out at our Trader Joe's and so they didn't have any fresh chicken at all.
Oh no.
So, but I did need to get some stuff for Weed a Wednesday this week, and I wanted to get a couple of just vegetable-y things and just a couple of Trader Joe's specific things. So
okay,
I did. What'd you get?
Well, I went to go get their fried rice because I'm making Define Dishes Mongolian meatballs again tonight because Perry loved those so much.
Okay.
So I went to get fried rice, but the problem is I went right after I worked out and I was starving. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you that I got a lot of other things I hadn't planned on getting, but I'm going to tell you what they had. You know, I love giant blueberries. I like the big fat giant blueberries. I just think they're sweeter. And so I bought a pack of those.
Okay. The fresh ones. Cause I bought blueberries. Okay. I bought blueberries too. I didn't notice the size of mine though. I'm going to have to go see as soon as we finish with this.
Well, I'm a real blueberry snob. Don't give me your small blueberries. I like the big brown ones. And so, you don't always find them. So I don't know if it's a seasonal thing, but anyway, I got those. I got two things of cookie butter because Caroline is out. So next time I see her, I can get her cookie butter. But I also got Brussels sprouts. I got some veggies. Oh, and then I got a lemon cause I was starving. I got a lemon and basil pasta salad that was delicious.
Was this in like the convenience food section?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was really good. Like it was really delicious. So I came home and like shoveled that down because I was starving by then. And then the sea salt almonds, which are always a,
I got those too. I got the chocolate sea salt almonds. They're just dangerous. Mm-hmm. I got their Mediterranean hummus, which I love. I love Trader Joe's hummus. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And I got some pita chips and, I got some broccoli, some cauliflower. I don't know, just an odd assortment of things and hydrangeas. I always get hydrangeas if they have them when I'm there. I don't know. I just enjoy the Trader Joe's experience. And I went last week, it was so crowded. It was a Saturday and it was just packed. And I think probably I got spoiled during quarantine because ours limited it. I think the in-store population to like 40 people during quarantine. And so you'd have to wait outside in line and then go in.
Yeah.
So you really got used to sort of a very relaxing Trader Joe's experience. And even today it was more crowded than what I'm used to, but nothing like last Saturday. It's just my favorite. I love it so much.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Noom. When it comes to losing weight, there's so much pressure out there to label foods good or bad. but that just creates unnecessary dilemmas. And I'll be honest with y'all, this weekend I had the choice to eat healthy or to basically live on cookies and cheese, and I chose cookies and cheese. But what I love about Noom is that it's here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks at what you eat, but also how you eat. And instead of making you feel guilt or regret, which I could feel both of, Noom empowers you to keep going and teaches you how to make some easy changes without feeling deprived. There can be so much pressure to change to fit ourselves into other people's expectations, but it's so freeing to just find what works for you. Not everybody wants to be on a strict diet. I know I don't. I need my cheat days. I need days that I can eat cookies and cheese. Let me live. So instead of trying to cram my life into someone else's idea of health, try Noom. Noom uses a psychology-based approach to find a healthier balance that's moldable to your life, and it's sustainable. I started Noom because I felt like my weight just creeped up on me over quarantine. I just turned 50. The old metabolism isn't what she used to be. And I just wanted to get things under control before it became an insurmountable task. And Noom has helped me make better choices when I shop, to think more about what I'm craving and why, and maybe, most importantly, to quit viewing foods as bad. I have managed to lose some weight, but without feeling like I'm depriving myself or not eating the things I want to eat. It's sustainable because it helps you make better choices without changing your whole lifestyle. I love the Noom app because it's a daily check-in and it gives me helpful tips to remind me that eating grapes is maybe better than a handful of crackers with hummus. It makes it easy to identify green, yellow, and red foods and figure out how to incorporate them into my daily diet without going crazy. It's so flexible for my lifestyle and makes it easy to log your progress. It's encouraging without making me feel guilty, which is what I need. You don't need rules to lose weight, just the knowledge and wisdom to help you build smarter, more sustainable habits, and that is what Noom does. 80% of Noom users finish the program, and over 60% will stick with their goals for at least a year. With Noom, taking care of your health is empowering instead of stress-inducing. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/BigBoo. That's Noom.com/BigBoo. Okay, so y'all had a big weekend, and the pictures made me cry. Senior night for Alex Hudson.
We did. We had senior night. It was fun to be with all the other senior families, just even lined up beforehand. It was fun to get to do that, and it was good. We have another game. Our last regular season game is this coming up weekend, and it's an away game, and then we'll have first round of playoffs at home. So it wasn't our last game in our home stadium, which I think probably would have put me in my feelings a little bit.
Yeah, that was a good call to not have those two things go together.
Yeah. So anyway, but it was so fun, and I'm like, how in the world is that? How are we the senior people?
Yeah, I know. You know. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Like, you feel like you've watched it for so long and then you're like, how is this us?
I know. So anyway, but it was fun to celebrate it. And, you know, my whole narrative of a senior year is that it's about the kids. Like, how I feel about it is not important. Or, you know, like, my feelings should be an inconsequential part of the deal. My feelings should be something that should be way on the back burner. And so it felt that way. It felt like the focus was on the kids. And there was a photographer there who took everybody's picture, which was great, because I would have never thought to have a picture made, you know, any of that kind of stuff. And so, and they won, which was nice. And so they're 8-1 headed into their last regular season game. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. So a great season. The playoffs for us are going to be a series of really big schools. Okay. So,
so you got to get ready.
But, you know, this is where I feel like a pep talk is my favorite, because anybody can beat anybody on any given day.
That is right.
Like, you don't ever count yourself out. You don't ever count yourself down before you get in it. You get in there, you do the best you can, you know.
It's why you play the game. It's why you play the game.
This is exactly why you play the game. And so we had, listen, Saturday, because Alex got home. I was asleep when he got home Friday night, because that's where we are. And so Saturday we had a long talk about it. And I was like, let me tell you something. Here's what people need right now. They need you to be positive. They're going to got to show some leadership. Got to be ready to get in there and be an encourager. Like, you know, so I'm I'm really amped up on that front in terms of, because the season does get difficult, and it gets, you know, I mean, it's not a super long season, but it's a super physical season. And so it's, you know.
Yeah. It's endurance. It's a lot endurance. Of it's endurance.
It
yeah,
really is.
It is. It is. I know. What, more importantly, well, not more importantly, but you had on a really cute sweater situation at that game that I wanted to know more about.
Okay. I will tell you. This is actually in my five favorites this week. So here's a preview of one of them. So I don't even know why I went to Walmart one day last week. I went for something specific. Oh, I know why. Because our dishwasher's broken and I went to go get paper goods.
Oh, okay.
Because the man came to look at our dishwasher and he was like, well, I can't, your control panel won't work. And so that part is back ordered and it could be 2 or 3 weeks before we have that part. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be without a dishwasher for a minute is where we are.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was like, I'm going to go load up on paper goods. And so as I was like walking out of, or walking to check out, I passed a bunch of sweaters. I was like, is it a dress? Is it a sweater? Yeah. I can't really tell.
It's a big question.
But they had navy and they had gold, which are our school colors. And so I went back and forth. Navy, gold, gold, navy, navy, gold. And I think I probably will go back and get the gold. But I bought the navy because I thought that'll be cute with some skinny jeans and my those Chelsea boots that I love. Mm-hmm. It really is long enough to be a dress, but it's too see-through to be a dress.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, not sheer, but you could see through it. And also, it would, I mean, just to be real honest, it wouldn't be flattering on me as a dress. And so, I wore a tank top underneath it just because, I don't know, stadium lights, well, whatever.
And nobody wants to wear a slip to a football game, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Because when I put it on, I was like, is this too long? But I'm going to tell you why I went with it, and you'll appreciate this. It's because I brought it home. I didn't try it on in the store. I brought it home, and when I put it on, I was like, oh, this takes me back to my Forenza sweater days.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, it's long, but it's still cute. It's cute to be that long. And and it was super comfortable and it's lightweight. And so anyway,
I loved it. Listen, it caught my eye immediately. First thing I noticed is how nobody looks more alike mother son than you and Alex Hudson. First thing I always noticed.
Yes.
And second thing I was like, oh, I see that sweater. I was a big fan. So I wanted to know about it. It looked so cute.
I think there are different ways you could style it and different ways you could wear it, but I'm going to tell you this, it was comfortable and it enabled me to show some school spirit.
There you go. Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Monk Pack. Healthy snacks have a bad reputation, and let's be honest, it's because most of them don't taste very good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. This episode of the Big Boo Cast is sponsored by Monk Pack, who makes snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with 1 gram of sugar or less. Monk Pack keto granola bars contain just 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 140 calories. They're gluten-free, grain-free, plant-based, and non-GMO with no soy, trans fat, sugar alcohols, or high-intensity sweeteners, but they still taste delicious. They have a soft and chewy texture, and they come in delicious flavors like cocoa chip, peanut butter, blueberry almond vanilla. I like the dark chocolate sea salt because it is so delicious, and it's the perfect quick breakfast, a great snack between appointments. It's a great guilt-free dessert. They taste incredible, and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door. I am obsessed with them and probably eat more than I should. To make sure I'm always fully stocked, I signed up for a subscription to my favorite flavors, which saves me 10% on every order and ships them to me automatically. That is a game changer. Try it for yourself and you'll see. We have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code BIGBOO at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like them for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com and select any product, then enter the code BIGBOO at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack, it's delicious, nutritious food you can count on. Thanks for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Okay, so college football, we didn't have bad weekends.
We did not. Listen, I can't remember. I'm going to tell you how relaxed I was during the Aggies game over the Gamecocks. Like, I was so, like, from the beginning, that opening kickoff when Anaya Smith ran the ball back, I was like, oh, so this is how this is going to be tonight. Like, this feels good. And I'm going to tell you that by the third quarter, Gully and I decided that our stomachs felt so good that we went down to the second level to get ourselves a Fletcher's corn dog because we felt that confident. It was like, listen, I'm relaxed. My stomach's not in knots. I can leave watching this game long enough to have a corn dog and a beer. So it was a great weekend.
Well, as you know, because I had to tell you immediately, I called that kickoff return.
Yeah, you did, which I appreciate.
I said out loud before the ball was even kicked, I said to David, I said, they're going to run it back. Mm-hmm. And then sure enough, there was that one key little pivot that Anaya Smith made. And David was like, oh, he's about to be gone. And so I wanted to just offer you, my encouragement and let you know that you're welcome. So I had to text you.
Well, I appreciate that. I laughed. Gully laughed at me because we said, you know that you've watched a lot of football because I was watching him run back, which I loved, but I was yelling at our player down the field, get your block, get your block.
That's what David was yelling. He needs one more block. Like, but it was great. And then State play Vanderbilt, which, you know, I felt pretty good about. But you just, again, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. So you don't want to ever take a win for granted. But it was fun. And it was also my favorite game of the season that does not involve the Bulldogs, which is when the Ole Miss Rebels play the LSU Tigers.
Yes.
And they had the big Eli Manning jersey retirement ceremony. They had Manning in both end zones. Apparently Arch Manning was there to visit. And Lane Kiffin, I counted, he wore at least four different shirts between the pregame and the postgame. Now, sometimes he had two on at once and he would take one off, but I counted four different shirts.
Good for him. Good. Mm-hmm. That feels right. That feels on brand is what I'm going to say. Well, and I think a lot of the LSU Tigers are really hoping that they'll steal Lane Kiffin away from Ole Miss after that game.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't either. But I understand why they feel that way.
Yeah.
So we know we're doing a gift guide this week. So we don't have as long to talk about football, but we certainly trust that you have some side eyes and some ICUs. I even have an ICU. But what are your side eyes from this past weekend?
I'm going to give you my side eyes. I'm going to go through them pretty quick because, like you said, we're crunched. But I'm going to say, number one, I'm giving a side eye to Cincinnati.
Okay.
You had a hard time with Navy. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should be the number two team in the nation because you beat an overrated Notre Dame team. Okay. That's what I'm going to say. This feels like when I look at the AP poll right now, I feel like this is why we need a playoff system. I don't know if I've mentioned that.
Listen, as I've said, you and Mike Leach both would play off 64 teams.
Yeah, that's we need a playoff team. Mm-hmm. My other side eye is the entire state of football in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Oklahoma State, I wanted to believe in you, and then you lost to Iowa State, which made me so sad. And then OU, you nearly lost to Kansas. So I don't think you should be in the top five, OU. If you barely lost, you barely beat Kansas.
OU is hanging in there. They find a way to win.
They do. But
I disagree with their uniforms this past weekend. I don't know if you saw them. They were.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. I understand when we do the retro thing or whatever, but I like the classic OU uniform, or what I think of as the classic OU uniform.
I agree. So anyway, I'm giving a side out of that whole situation because Kansas, like, bless their hearts, like the Kansas Twitter account was saying, come out to the stadium. Like, it was almost like they were so excited. Like, come support your team, like in the third quarter.
Right.
So anyway, so my third boo goes with the entire AP ranking system.
Okay.
I'm just, whatever. I think it's so arbitrary. And like, why is, hold on, I need to look at it so I can remember. Like, so you have Iowa at number 9, who got beat by unranked Purdue, but you have Ole Miss at number 10, who's only lost to Alabama.
Right.
So, like, that doesn't feel right. And then you have Ohio State, which, of course, is number 5. And I blame Kirk Herbstreit for that.
Okay.
But I just – and then
he's a lovely man.
Yeah, I I'm sure he's a lovely man, but he has his favorites, and I think that they prop them up. And then you have Kentucky at number 12, who's only lost to Georgia. Mm-hmm. So I side-eye the whole system.
Okay.
And then I also, my last side-eye of the week, and I feel like after last week, a couple of Tennessee people reached out to me to say that there was a lot of frustration over a lot of the calls that were made, which was why the trash was on the field, and they didn't want a few bad apples to make all of Tennessee look bad, which I appreciate and I get. Mm-hmm. That's really hard as a fan. So I'm calling out just overall the state of officiating this season.
Oh.
Broad stroke. But I'm going to tell you, in the Iowa State-Oklahoma State game, they called back a touchdown for celebrating, and it's one of the worst calls I've ever seen. Mm. Like, that kid was not celebrating. I mean, he was a little bit, but not overzealous. But he wasn't, it wasn't unsportsmanlike. Like, it was just him celebrating, but they called it back for taunting, and I was like, that feels like a bad call. And they won that game anyway, but that was a bad call.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But on to my ICUs. And this one, I hate to say it, but I see you, Ole Miss.
Hey, I'm going to say this. I see you, Matt Corral. Because I'm going to tell you something. After Ole Miss, let's see, LSU scored first. Then I think Ole Miss had a field goal. I can't remember. But there was a point in that game where Ole Miss went up by either a touchdown or two touchdowns. I don't remember the exact time. Mm-hmm. But what I do remember is that Matt Corral went from lineman to lineman to lineman to lineman. And you know, I am always interested in the leadership and the body language and the demeanor of a quarterback.
Yep.
And yep. I loved what I saw him do with his teammates because those offensive linemen, and I know, you know, I'm probably a little partial here, but those offensive linemen are critical to a quarterback success. And I love the way that I saw him encourage and affirm them.
In the words of Alex Hudson, you got to take care of your biggies. Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying?
You got to take care of your biggies. You do.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. So my other ICU is to Iowa State. Listen, y'all could have been out. Y'all, you know, your season has had some disappointments, but y'all beat Oklahoma State. That's number seven team in the nation. So congratulations on that. And then my third one is a little self-indulgent, but I see you, Aggie defense. I see you because you held South Carolina through the third quarter. They only had 15 yards of offense, and that has not happened in an FBS game for 15 years.
Wow.
For a team to be held to that little. And then they scored in the fourth quarter, but we had put in our second team or third team by then. So I see you, Aggie defense, and I see you, Isaiah Spiller and A-Chain, because this is your second game in a row that both of them ran for over 100 yards.
It's amazing.
Spiller for Heisman is what I'm saying. I want to start that campaign.
Well, I think Matt Corral's out ahead of everybody right now, it feels like.
Yeah, I think he is too. So it'll be a big one because they play Auburn this week. So that's that'll be a big matchup.
State plays Kentucky this week, which I think will be a good game.
I think it will be a good game. Mm-hmm. I think it will be a good game. Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about Canva Pro. So making content is an essential part of what we do to keep the big BooCast going, but it has not always been a seamless creative process. I realize this is shocking given how technical Sophie and I tend to be. But Sophie recently started doing a project on Canva Pro and she told me about it and so I got on. With Canva Pro, I can design anything like a pro on any device, which tells you it's a miracle. Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Designing with Canva Pro is so fast and it's fun. There are thousands of templates that are easy to customize, or you can start from scratch, and they have endless premium fonts, photos, videos, and so much more that add personality and edge to whatever you're designing. I couldn't believe all the templates to choose from. I couldn't believe the amount of tools. I couldn't believe when I looked up photos, the options that they had. It truly is unbelievable. Plus, you and four teammates can unlock everything Canva Pro has to offer for just $12.99 a month. I can't believe it, y'all. Back in the days when I used to have to try to design a blog header, I always had to pay someone to do that stuff for me. But with Canva Pro, you really can do it yourself. You save time planning, creating, and posting social media content too. You can pause scheduled posts and edit them at any time. I love Canva Pro because I love
the choice of all the templates, and I love that you can really plan out your content. It just makes it so simple. You can design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use our promo code. Just go to canva.me/bigboo to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/bigboo. canva.me/bigboo. Try it. I know you're going to love it.
And then I think we have to touch a little bit on our beloved Mike Leach.
Listen, when you went on the road in the SEC, and you are able to make the news, not for your victory, but for your commentary on Halloween candy, I don't know if it's a gift. I don't know what it is, but it felt right. It brought me some joy Saturday evening. And my favorite part of that was how enthusiastic he was, for one thing. And I agree with him. Candy corn's terrible. I think
it is. Yeah.
I mean, it's the devil's candy as far as I'm concerned. I don't care for it at all. I don't think it has a purpose. I mean, I know some people really love it, but I don't. But when he said that the hard sprees are outstanding, he said.
In a box.
In a box that you can only find at the dollar store, and that he does go to the dollar store to find them. I was like, there's a lot here I'm going to need to unpack. There's a lot here I feel like I could analyze. Nothing has made me want to have him on the podcast again any more than that did.
100%. I was the same, because I appreciate it, because I feel like one of the new candies, and he talks about candy innovation, but I feel like one of the new things that has come to us are the Nerds gummy clusters, which I feel like a lot of people don't know about.
Right. I didn't know about them.
Well, I bought them like 2 weeks ago at Target because I was intrigued. And I'm going to tell you, he's right. They are delicious.
Okay. Well, but, I did like that he said there's still candy innovation. In other words, like...
There's new frontiers to be explored in candy. But I mean, and the Nerds gummy clusters are an example of that, because the problematic thing about Nerds is they're little tiny in those boxes, so they're hard to eat. But the gummy cluster changes that whole dynamic.
How many gummy Nerds are in a cluster?
I mean, probably 50. I mean, like they're the size of like a gummy bear. So think about that.
Okay. I wonder if it would give me a texture issue, repetitive circle texture issue. I haven't seen them, but.
They might.
A little bit like a honeycomb, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. But man, they're good. So I appreciated him calling those out, because I was like, a lot of people don't know about those.
Yeah.
But I do. And then I wondered, because he seems to be such a fan of the gummies, I thought, I wonder if he's ever shopped the Buc-ee's candy section, because I feel like nobody does the gummies as well as Buc-ee's does.
Well, but here's the thing. We know the Buc-ee's gummies are the company that begins with A. What's that company called? The candy company?
Albanese.
Yeah, it's the Albanese gummies. And he said he likes the Haribo gummies.
That's true.
So I don't know. But maybe if he had the Buc-ee's gummies, I think he might change his mind. Because I think they're exceptional. And I'm not a gummy candy fan necessarily, but they're delicious. I feel like they're fruitier.
I agree. They feel almost healthier for you because you're getting so much fruit flavor.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
there you have it, everybody.
There you have it.
Hey, it's me, here to tell y'all about Best Fiends. Y'all know by now that I am obsessed with Best Fiends. In my humble but correct opinion, to me, it is the best match 3 style game by far. The rest are basically the same game with different color schemes, and they time you out and you can't play as much as you want to. Best Fiends does not do that to you. With Best Fiends, you play through an actual storyline complete with good guys, the fiends, and the not so good guys, the slugs. Your fiends start out as wee little versions of their future selves, and the more you play, the more fiends join your team, and the more powerful they become, helping you solve increasingly challenging puzzles as you progress through the game. It's action-packed, and it's brain-boosting all at the same time. I love sitting and playing it while I'm watching a show on Netflix because I can't concentrate on just one thing. I love to play it when I just need to calm my mind a little bit and not think about anything. And not to brag, but I am moving through the levels so fast right now. But Best Fiends has thousands of levels with more added all the time. So there's always a fresh challenge waiting for me whenever I need a little pick-me-up or a brain boost. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Okay, so our gift guide.
So we're going to do gift guide for women and for men this week. And I went a little crazy because I was just home Saturday and Sunday and just had some time. You know, that's, again, that's the biggest difference between working at school and not working at school is that now I really have weekends because I'm not playing catch up on this side of my life. And so apparently if you give me some time, I'm going to really dig into a gift guide. So I'm going to group them and all the links will be in the show notes unless last week Apple Podcasts cut off our links. So just know that if for some reason they're cut off in your podcast app, you can find them on either of our blogs, and there's going to be a link to a Google Doc where I put all the links last week, and we'll add to that list this week in the show notes as well. So I'll put that link up top so you can see it.
Okay, that's delightful. Okay, do you want to start us out?
Sure.
Since you've got so many, since you have an abundance.
Yes. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to talk about are hostess gifts. I'm going to do all these together.
Okay, great.
I think it's always nice if you go over to somebody's house to take a gift with you. And so here are my ideas for that. Ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
One is the Hotel Emma spray that I mentioned several episodes ago. I love the Milagros. The other one's great too, but that Milagros is money.
It's 100%.
So great. The second thing I think is a great hostess gift is the Times All-Purpose Cleaner in Fraser Fur. I use it year-round, and you can buy it on Amazon. It's so dreamy in terms of how it smells. Okay. A Mahomes for the Holidays candle. Remember, it smells.
Oh, so good.
So good.
So good.
If there's a Christmas candle that also smells like leather, this is it. He didn't have a great day yesterday, but in his football game, but his candle is fantastic. And then I also like the idea of taking a book to somebody's house, especially when it's somebody you know has experienced something difficult, and a lot of people have experienced difficult things over the course of the last year. And so there is a new book by Kristen Strong that is called When Change Finds You, 31 Assurances to Settle Your Heart When Life Stirs You Up. And it is just beautiful. The cover's beautiful. It's hardback. It's the pages are super glossy. Like it's a lovely book, but it's just as lovely in its tone. And so if you know somebody who's, or just maybe the holidays are hard for them because of different situations, I think that's a great one. And then when Melanie and I were in Nashville last weekend, we were in the Anthropology in Franklin and we saw this Kendra Dandy Christmas car dish towel. And it's adorable. It's not
so
not your traditional holiday colors. It's but it's so fun. And then there is a Natalie Lett 12 Days of Christmas table runner. Listen, I love a Christmas linen. I like a table runner. I like a dish towel. I like a hand towel. So there is a great table runner by Natalie Lett.
That's real cute.
And then there's also a dish towel version, and we'll put up links for both of those.
Very cute. Well done, Mrs. Hudson.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. So gift guide for women.
Yes.
Moving on.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to kick us off?
Yeah, I'll kick off. We're going to alternate on those.
Yeah. I'm going to kind of group mine because again, I have a lot.
Okay. I am going to go my very first one. I have been eyeing these Print Fresh pajamas for a long time, and they're a little bit of a splurge. I would not buy them for myself. If Perry listened to this podcast, I would like to say, hey, get me those Print Fresh pajamas in the Bagheera print for Christmas.
Okay.
But I think they're so cute, and they come in all these super fun prints, and you know, I know, right? They're really good. I think that would be a great gift, because who doesn't love pajamas? So for a mother-in-law, a sister-in-law, a wife, you know, your mom, whoever, I just think they're really cute. So that's my first one.
And they have so many different prints.
So many different prints. I mean, like, how do you even decide? But I think they're all so pretty.
And they have, also, if people are wondering, they have all sizes, any size you can imagine they have. Those are great.
I love them. I've been eyeing them for a long time.
That's a good find right there.
Yeah.
You know, they're pricey because they don't list the price beside them.
That's how you know. That's how you know. But I have to believe they're worth it.
Yes.
Is what I'm going to say. Yeah.
All right. My next two things are for people who love to cook. And these would really work for men or women. I just put them in my list for women. But one is it's a Sonder Los Angeles cutting board. If there's anything in my kitchen that I leave it out all the time. and I use it multiple times a day. It's my cutting board, and I have a really thick one. I love it. It's pretty. I like the way that the wood kind of breaks up all the other materials in the kitchen. This one's great. Mm-hmm. It's not super expensive, and it comes with a gift box, which I think is so handy for a Christmas gift. And then this is a little bit of a splurge. And this is the thing that if David Hudson were to listen to this podcast and buy me one thing, this is what I would want. It's a line of cookware called Caraway, and it's their Dutch oven. I first saw it on Emily Mariko's TikTok. She has one. And then Mindy Kaling cooked last week sometime, and she has one. And she has one in a pretty coral color. I love the coral. I love the bright yellow. I love the shape of the hardware. It's just exquisite to me, which is where you know you're really like a nerd when it comes to cooking. But I just think it's so pretty.
It is beautiful.
It's
so pretty.
So, and I think the colors are so, they're bright, but subtle at the same time. And I just think they're great.
Okay. That's beautiful. I love that. My next one for women is, and this is also kitchen adjacent, there is a set of square wine glasses. And I think originally they had them at Crate and Barrel, but now they have this set on Amazon. And these would also make a great gift if you were going somewhere with a bottle of wine. But I'm obsessed with the square wine glass. Like, I feel like now my traditional wine glasses, I'm like, why are you so boring? I want these square ones. But if you have somebody who loves wine in your life, I think those with a bottle of wine would make such a lovely Christmas gift.
These look like Alex on the morning show to me. Like,
yes, right? Yes. They're very sophisticated. Mm-hmm.
This is what Alex would have. This is what she would serve wine in. She wouldn't have just a regular wine glass. She would have, these are really pretty.
Aren't they pretty? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I've been eyeing those for a while.
Okay. My next one, my next group, two local friends have great products that I think would make great Christmas gifts. One is from our friend Retha, who started something called the Sunday Planning Circle, the SP Circle. And she has all these planning products, and there's a bundle. It's $40. And you get, with that bundle, you get a desk planner, which I love. Because you can do your Sunday planning. You can kind of outline your week. You can put your grocery list, and you can plan your meals all on one sheet of paper. I faithfully do this on Sundays. It helps me so much when I start the week to kind of know what's ahead and to know what I need to do to get ready for it. And so it's in the bundle. There are notebooks in the bundle, if you like those when you do Bible study or you journal or whatever. And then a notepad, which Melanie loves to do if you need to do a massive to-do list or just get some stuff out on paper. So I think that's a great gift. And then Deborah Hewitt, who is an artist here in Birmingham. Yes. I love her pieces so much. And she has a beautiful new Christmas collection with ornaments and then decorative items. So I'll put the link for that. But I love art as a gift. And I love every year when I get my ornaments out, and I have several that Deborah's made, and they're just gorgeous.
They are. They're so pretty. And you know why I love that notepad is because I'm not good at necessarily writing stuff in advance, but I really like to write stuff down after I've done it and then scratch it out.
That's the nicest thing. Like, I'm so happy when it's over. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so pleased with myself. I didn't know I was going to get that done, but now that I did, scratch it off.
Yeah. Let me write that down and scratch it off so I can take full credit. That's so good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. My next two things, I'll group these together just for the sake of time, but I always think Able is such a great place to find Christmas gifts for really teen girls and, you know, the women in your life. But there are two things that I love right now. And one is they have these new beautiful rings, but there's one called the Selma ring that I'm pretty sure Caroline Shanka will be getting for Christmas. It's just real delicate, but just a great, like, wear all the time, super simple ring.
I love and I think that. It's,
isn't that pretty? So I love that. And then I also love, I have their Rachel wristlet, and you sent Caroline one for a graduation present.
Yes.
And it's just a great, like, it's, I carry it by itself. I throw it into my bigger purse, depending on what I want to do, but they have it in a spruce color, and they have several of their leather things in this new spruce, which is a beautiful dark green. And it's just so pretty because it's like a, it's still a neutral, but it's like an unexpected neutral.
Love you know? That. Yeah. The Rachel Wristlet is one of my favorite gifts to give.
It's so good.
It's good.
Yeah. It's just a great all purpose because, I mean, I carry it by itself, but it's got that loop so you can put it around your wrist and have your hands free. But you can get 20% off everything at Able with the code BigMama20, which we'll put in the show notes. So if you see a jacket, a leather good, or whatever, just know that there's a 20% discount there.
Okay, my next thing, a couple of comfort items. And these would also work for teenage girls. They would also work for somebody like our age. Mm-hmm. One is Natural Life is such a fun kind of boho brand. And they have something called a camp quilt.
Oh.
Listen, for one thing, it's super colorful. You know, uh-huh. One of my favorite qualities in any item, super colorful.
Yes.
And then it reminds me of when I was young and would go over to my friend Laura's house. They had a couple of old satin quilts that we would get out like to snuggle under when we watched uh-huh. television. Uh-huh. And so these camp quilts are like sleeping bags, but without a zipper. So they have that texture on the outside that will get kind of cool, which I love because uh-huh. you get warm and then you can stick your foot out and it's all cold uh-huh. on the outside. Uh-huh. I just think they're so fun. And I have my eye on one in particular for a friend this Christmas. So I love those. And then the UGG shearling slingbacks. They come in uh-huh. so many different patterns. But such a great thing to wear around the house or wear them to the store. Like you can wear them in or out, but I think they're great looking. Uh-huh. And just kind of a fun comfort item.
Yeah, I love those.
For Christmas and beyond.
Okay, I love that. Mm-hmm. I know, I was thinking, that's my other thing that I would like, is I would like some really nice house shoes to go with my Print Fresh pajamas.
That's right. That's right.
Not that Perry's going to listen to this, but if he were. Okay, my next thing, my mother-in-law, I don't think listens to the podcast, so I'm going to say this, but I gave her this last year, and I think I'm going to give it to her this year, because she's at that stage of life where she just doesn't need any more stuff. But she loves to read. And so last year I got her a book of the month book subscription.
I'm totally doing this for Martha.
It's the greatest thing. So it's so you can buy a 3-month subscription, a 6-month, a 1 year. But then there's books and I think they have a choice of like some of the top books that come out. But if there's a month where they look and think there isn't anything they're interested in, they can skip that month. So they don't have to get a book every month. But it's just a great way to buy somebody who loves to read books without trying to choose books for them or just getting a gift card, because it's like then a little happy every month.
I love that.
Yeah, it was a great gift.
Okay, my next thing, I have two versions of it, but I love a good gift set at Christmas time. And right now there is, for people who have thick hair like yourself, mm-hmm. There is an Olaplex Healthy Hair Essentials set. It's a gift set that enables people to try some of the different things without having to commit to like a big old bottle of something.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who have thinner hair like me or more fine hair, R & Co, the Dallas Biotin Shampoo, which Gully told us about over a year ago, that now I swear by. There's also a gift set for it. It's trial sizes of the shampoo and conditioner, which is actually great if you're going to travel that you have those trial size, but it's a full size thickening spray. And so I've never tried their thickening spray, mm-hmm. but because I could get those trial size shampoos, I've ordered myself this gift set. I'm going to give it to myself.
Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. So I did. I ordered it over the weekend. And so I think that's a great gift for people who might find more expensive shampoos an indulgence, but uh-huh. golly, it's a fun thing to enjoy from time to time.
I love that. Okay. That's a great one. Uh-huh. This is my last one. And there again, I reached out to Allie and Bess because we love their bracelets.
Yes, we do.
So much. You have a stack. I have stacks. I mean, I wear them constantly.
I do too.
They're so good. They have a whole holiday collection that's coming out that I saw a preview of that is just so many like beautiful colors. And of course your game day ones. So I think Allie and Bess bracelets would be a great gift. And they have given a 20% off coupon that's good from now and through December 31st. So through the end of the year, and it's Melanie20. And you can get 20% off of anything on the Allie and Bess site.
That is delightful.
Yeah, it's delightful. And they're such a good gift. I don't know who would not like some.
I don't either.
Just because they have so many different styles and colors, I think you could find them for all ages of women in your life.
Yes. And you actually, you wear the thinner ones stacked together a lot. I tend to alternate like a couple of thin ones and a thicker one and a couple of, but the bottom line is they are bracelets. This should be their slogan. Bracelets that don't bother you. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Cause they're elastic. So they stay on where you want them to stay.
Yeah. But they're not so skin tight that they hurt. Like you just kind of forget about them. They're great.
Yeah. They are great.
Okay. I have a last little group of stuff. This is all clothing and accessories stuff. One of these things is something I've mentioned before, but it's the women's 3/4 sleeve quilted pullover sweatshirt from Target. They're so good. Mm-hmm. The colors are great. They're just $25. I gave one recently to somebody as a birthday gift. Like they're delightful. And so love those. The second thing is Madewell stem bend ear jackets.
And those are cute.
And right now they're half price. I don't know if they will be by the time this episode comes out, but I love them because they're so modern and understated, but just a little bit fancier than just wearing a stud, you know, like,
yeah. So,
but if you don't like a hoop, I think this is a great option. And then the last thing, is something Melanie and I have both talked about over the course of the last month, but the High Noon Market clutch wallet and wristlet. I love mine. There's several different designs. It's a little bigger than like the Rachel wristlet. It's a little bit more of a clutch bag, but it also operates as a wallet. And it also has a place where you can carry it on your wrist. The Rachel wristlet from Able is very, very simple. And these are a little bit more intricate. So
yeah, they're beautiful.
They're great. Love them.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. Okay. Yay. So we finished. We got through women.
Yes. So you want to kick us off for men?
I'll kick us off with men. So I'm going to start with what was the only, I told Sophie, this was the only Christmas gift that I got Perry Schenkel last year that he did not return. And which is fine. Listen, I do my best, but he's hard to buy for. But I got him some bourbon ice molds.
Yes.
So it's just a big round sphere of ice that he can put in his scotch or his bourbon or whatever. Specifically the ones that I linked to, I've had several people say that those are better than the ones they have because the ice seems to come out of them really easily.
Okay.
And they're easy to refill. So that with maybe a, you know, favorite bottle of scotch or bourbon or something would be a lovely gift for the man in your life.
Okay. I haven't seen this kind that you linked to. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just, cause they're a little bit more flexible. So I don't know, different friends of ours that also have bourbon ice molds have said, oh, we like these better because it seems like they're easier to use.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
So, yeah.
I would also say that, you can also buy ice molds. I didn't know this until recently that are like long spheres that people can put in their water bottles.
Oh.
So that your water bottle, like, so you just got a sphere that's keeping your water extra cold as opposed to like big noisy ice situation.
Oh, okay.
Okay. My first gift I have for men, are called the Sweat Tailor All In Pants. Let me tell you about these. David actually discovered these at some point during quarantine. They look like real pants.
Yeah, they do. I'm sitting here looking at them.
They're really sweatpants.
Oh, that is fascinating.
Like they, and like even on, they look like nice pants, but they're just made of kind of sweatpant-ish material.
Mm-hmm.
So they launder beautifully. They're super comfortable. So, you know, like on a day when if you're going to have some family over at Christmas time, you want to kind of look pulled together, but you don't want to wear your pajama bottoms all day. This is a great alternative.
Oh, I love those. So are they super fleecy or are they kind of lightweight?
They're kind of lightweight.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Perry Schenkel might be getting those and then returning them later on.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
That's a good gift.
And then with those, the Hey Dude Wally slip-on shoes, which come in all kinds of different patterns and colors, but some are more summery, some look a little bit more wintery, but essentially it's like a sock that's a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things too, like much like the Olikais, all the guys in our small group have gotten some at some point over the course of this last year and love them. So
yeah. Caroline ordered herself some about 2 weeks of being at A&M. She was like, can I get some Hey Dudes? And I saw them and thought, I don't even understand, but sure, get them. So
Knock yourself out. Mm-hmm.
Go with God with those. Mm-hmm. Okay. My second one is, Perry loves the show Meat Eater.
Yes.
That's on Netflix. And Meat Eater has a fish and wild game cookbook that has come out on Amazon. So he's going to be getting that for Christmas. It's a bunch of recipes and techniques for every hunter and angler. So we love to see what Meat Eater cooks. We love to see how he uses wild game, because of course we eat pretty much all wild game.
Yes.
And so that is going under the tree for Perry Shankle this year.
That's a great gift.
Yeah, it's a good one. Will he ever cook anything out of it? I don't know, but he'll enjoy looking through it and seeing what he could cook.
Right. So, my next one is for the people in your life, could be men or women, who really love the weather, who like to be up to date on the weather, who sometimes feel that the app they have on their phone is inadequate, mm-hmm. Or just not immediate enough. This is the La Crosse Technology Weather Forecast Station. It's not as fancy as some of the weather forecasting things you can put in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Just has a small little piece that goes outside. But yeah. It has a color monitor. It gives you lots of different readings. I don't know why this is interesting to some people, but it is. So If it's interesting to somebody you know and love, by all means, have at it. It's less than $50. I think it's a great gift. And then the other thing that I would mention that's not really connected to this, but I'm just trying to group them together so we can keep moving,
Is
now that we have concerts again and sporting events and all that kind of stuff, A Ticketmaster gift card or a StubHub gift card, I think, is a great gift.
Okay, my next one is, Perry for years, and he still loves the Surefire flashlights. That would be his illumination of choice. Sure. I know y'all are always asking. So he's going to say that you can't beat a Surefire. The thing is, they're pricier. So it may not be in a price point you're wanting to spend. So what he recommends as a secondary flashlight is the LA police gear flashlight.
Which, did we even know we needed secondary flashlights?
We didn't.
Right.
This could even be a tertiary flashlight for him. I don't know. Here was his comment about it. It's a good flashlight. I wouldn't take it into war. Just for a good all-purpose flashlight, he really likes this LA police gear. It's a really friendly price point. For all your illumination needs, This is the Perry Shankle recommendation.
It always makes me happy to have a new illumination recommendation from Perry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Feels right.
So this is it. Yeah. LA police gear.
Okay. My next one is the Herschel Supply Company Chapter Dot Kit. There are a lot of toiletry case options for men. This is just an old-fashioned dot kit made out of a heavy canvas. Comes in some basic colors and a camouflage. But again, a great gift for now that people are starting to travel a little bit more. Also a great graduation gift as you get down the road. But I think it is a really good, sturdy dop kit that will serve people well. And then the other thing that I would pair with that is, this is something David discovered on Yeti's website. You can actually customize mugs. So if you have somebody in your life who's, say, like a fly fisherman, you can get a lure on the side of their mug, along with, if you want to put a monogram on it, you can do that. Or there are all kinds of icons and symbols and things like that you can put on there. And I think that's a really good, kind, personal gift, because who doesn't need a good mug?
Yeah, that's great. Okay, that's a good one. My next one is, this is what Perry told me is his new everyday knife.
Okay.
Which means that's a knife he carries on him at all given times. And it's the Columbia River folding pocket knife.
Okay.
Why is it so good? Why is it his everyday knife? I don't know. But he just said it's a good, all-purpose, sturdy, good knife. So if you would like to get somebody in your life a knife, this is the one that he recommends for an everyday knife.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah. So do with that what you will.
Okay. This next thing, I think I mentioned back at Father's Day, we got this for David and he loves it. He says that he likes to wash his car every Sunday afternoon and vacuum his car every Sunday afternoon. And we got him a This Works car vacuum cleaner and he is a big fan of it. So if there's somebody in your life who takes pride in their vehicles, then this would be a great thing to give them. He also mentioned some kind of spray to protect your paint, but I don't remember what it was. If I think about it, I'll find out and follow up with that. But
okay,
this was his favorite car care item.
Okay. Listen, I may add that to Perry's repertoire because, mm-hmm. you know, we have several bottles of Armor All and various car wash supplies in right. our garage. Mm-hmm. My last one, this is something that I've mentioned before. We have it. We use it all the time. Well, Perry uses it all the time, but it is a Warthog knife sharpener.
Yes.
It is the best knife sharpener. It gets your knife so sharp. It's super easy to use. I can even use it when I'm in the kitchen. And if I'm like, this knife isn't very sharp, it's so easy to just run a blade through it. It works really well. If you know somebody who likes to sharpen knives or needs to sharpen knives, this is a great gift.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
I know. Who doesn't like to sharpen a knife, right?
Well, isn't that what everybody's sitting around doing in their spare time?
It really is. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have two more, and then I have three splurges. So I'm going to do these quickly. But a pickleball net set for home, I think, is, again, sometimes everybody just needs to get outside.
Yeah.
Sometimes everybody needs to have a little competition, a little friendly competition. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to be able to play pickleball at your house. And then also, I love the Ultra. And they have the most beautiful letterpress prints. And you can find something that would fit the taste of just about anybody in your life. You can search by state mm-hmm. and find stuff that's meaningful to you because of where you live or where you went to school. And we have an obnoxious amount of them in our house. I just really love them. So splurges, here we go.
Yeah.
One is, again, this will work man or woman, but the Calphalon Performance Air Fry Convection Oven. I think this is such a great gift for somebody, especially who maybe has just gotten on their own. Because you have a convection oven and an air fryer all together. And listen, how much did I use the air fryer this past weekend? So much. But to have that convection oven too, if you're not much into cooking, I think is a great convenient option. Another splurge would be the new Kindle Paperwhite, which apparently has a little bit more screen space and an adjustable light. Uh-huh. And then a MacBook Air. I think there are a lot of us who are in a position where we're going to have to buy our kids a computer sometime in the next little bit because they're getting ready to go to college. Uh-huh. David is a huge fan of the MacBook Air. He talks often about how fast it is. Uh-huh. There's some kind of good chip it has in it now. I don't know. He just says it's really good. And
it's what I have. I love mine.
And the display now is the same as the MacBook Pro. So he's a big MacBook Air fan. And so just recommending that in case that is a need that you have.
Okay, that's great. I'm going to throw in one more thing, and I don't have this in my deal, but I'm just going to say, and this is but kind of with the sports stuff. My dad, I got him a TexAgs, which is like the A&M like sports forum website that I love and I go on and stalk, but I got him a subscription to that.
Yes.
It's $12 a month. It's the best thing. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you have a sports fan in your life and they have a, you know, forum like that, to give them the paid version of it is not a bad gift for the men in your life.
I think that's a great idea. Yes.
Yeah. So just one last addendum.
Or in my case, the women, because guess who pays for premium sports page membership?
Oh, yeah. Same. Same. So
I enjoy it. Okay. That was a little bit of a marathon, but we got her done.
Got her done. So there you have it. Okay. So do you have five favorites? On top, it's an abundance of riches.
I mean, it really is. I do have five favorites. Okay, and I'll do these quickly. But the first thing is one that was one of my favorites when we were in Nashville, but I continue to love it more and more. It's the Pharmacy Green Clean Makeup Removing Cleansing Balm. Mm-hmm. It's what my skin needs right now. It is so moisturizing. It's so gentle. It has just enough scent, and I like to put it on my face and then get a really warm microfiber cloth and that I've put under the water and like just to put that on my face and then very gently take that makeup off is one of life's great pleasures to me. It's just, it's so good. I love this stuff. And
it's so good. Yeah. You let me use it in Nashville and I was immediately absolutely a fan, and I haven't gone to buy it yet, but it is on my list.
Yes. My next thing, and I didn't realize when I wrote this down that this is actually one of our advertisers this week, but that's not why I did this. Oh. Because Melanie knows I have used this a lot over the last 6 weeks or so, but it's Canva Pro, because we use Canva to do our graphics for the podcast and this kind of stuff. But Canva Pro, we got, I don't know, about, maybe it was like 6 weeks ago. And there are just so many like templates and so many ways to make things look really great when maybe that's not your gift. So yeah. I took all the Weed a Wednesday recipes and made a PDF out of them. And I use Canva Pro to find, like, it's my template, and it just takes care of your fonts and your, the big pieces of the design. But you can also, though, it's got enough functionality where you can take stuff out if you don't like it. It's better than a really good, like, Keynote or PowerPoint presentation. It's so easy to use, and I just love it. And
yeah,
it's just helped me to
I agree,
to put stuff together in a way that looks more, way more cohesive than I could ever do on my own.
100% agree.
The third thing's the Walmart sweater that we were talking about. At the first part of the podcast, I think it only comes in plus sizes. I don't think it comes in regular sizes, but there's like a 0X. So that would probably be a little bit like, a large, and it runs big. So just know that it runs big, but the link is there. The fourth thing is a recipe for air fryer buffalo wings. Somebody actually sent me this on Instagram. And I've made these twice now for Alex, and it's he's living his best life every single time. They're great and so easy. I just so easy. And then the last thing is a new product I have only been using for a couple of weeks, but it's the Ilia Super Serum Skin Tint. It has an SPF 40, but it's not a foundation. It's not a CC cream. It's way more liquidy than a CC cream.
Okay.
But what I love is your skin shows through it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it really helps with redness. And it, much like the pharmacy cleansing balm, it makes my skin feel so good. Like,
okay.
I really like it. And I love the finish of it. And you, like, I just rub it in with my hands. I don't even use my beauty blender with it. I just rub it in with my hands and kind of smooth it out and let it set for a minute. And then you can use powder on top of it or not. But it's a really pretty finish. And I really, really like it.
I'm glad to hear this, because I have seen it. I've seen other people mention it, and I've wondered about it. So I feel like now this has convinced me I do want to try it because I've been real intrigued by it.
And they have so many shades. Like, it's, you can really find something. And like, the shade that I wear is actually not what I thought I would, but it, but it's a shade that helps with some of the redness that I try to, you know, minimize and all that kind of stuff. So it's good. Okay. I really like it.
Well, that's great to know. Listen, this was an abundance of information and riches, and I know that I, for one, am better for it.
Yes, I know. And this is an extra long podcast episode. So, you know, we just had an abundance of things we needed to share.
We did, but we wanted to make sure that y'all could get Christmas gifts. You know, shipping may be delayed, so order early.
Order early. That's right.
Early. That's what I'm trying. Order early and order often is what I was trying to say.
Oh, gosh. Well, and we'll be back next week with a no gift guide, but hopefully some fun college football news and life events.
That's right. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll talk to y'all later.